Let's say hello to Terry Flanagan now. Terry, you're talking tulips in North County Dublin, of all places. Who would have thought it? And particularly at this time of year, as Matthew has said, you've got to wait really until mid to late April.
Yes, Derek. April is a fantastic time to go to the Botanic Gardens to see the tulips. And I remember it must be about 10 years or so ago when they had in the gardens a floral portrait of James Joyce. I think that was probably 2013 or so. And it looked absolutely fantastic. Now, you mentioned about North County Dublin as well. I was there for a particular reason. I was just noticing in the supermarkets recently, you're seeing the tulips and they're on sale. Because when we think of spring, we think of the daffodils. And the daffodils are looking spectacular at the moment. But I do see the tulips are beginning to appear. But what I didn't know, Derek, is that the tulips that are on sale here are actually grown in Ireland.
Stop the bus and get off.
Yeah, I thought all our tulips came from Holland.
Amsterdam.
Yeah, exactly. Because I remember when we were over there a number of years ago and we were looking at tulips, and I remember taking back a packet of tulip bulbs because, and it said, the reason why I took them back because it said it was a black tulip, and I thought, this is great, I've never seen a black tulip.
Tulip mania.
Yeah, but when I came back and I planted the bulb and it grew the next year, it wasn't a black tulip at all. It was a very, very dark kind of purpley one. So I was very, very disappointed about that. But anyway, getting back to my story, the reason why I was in North County Dublin is because there's a man there called Noel Ruroch, and he's a market gardener. And his grandfather, who was originally from Holland, he settled in Ireland in 1935 and he started growing tulips. And Noel is continuing on that tradition. So last week, I headed off to Rogerstown Estuary, where I saw not hundreds, not thousands, but hundreds of thousands of tulips growing in his glass houses.
Fantastic.
Now, Terry, we'll have a look in this glass house here. This is glass house number one.
Yeah, I see it's on the door here. Oh, it's absolutely massive. I've never seen anything this large. And it's full of tulips. There must be thousands upon thousands of tulips here.
It's actually approximately 220,000 tulips in this particular glasshouse, and we have four of them. The reason we have four different zones in the glasshouse is that we can control when the flowers crop. So we have a selection of five to six different colours for the supermarkets every week.
Now, we'll just stop here for a moment. We've walked in about, 50 metres or so. We're looking up row upon row upon row. But they're all at different stages here. This one we're at here, like, it seems to be very well developed here, this row here.
Well, some varieties grow quicker than others. The ones that are a little bit more advanced there would have been in maybe 3 or 5 days earlier than the smaller ones beside it.
Now, you've been involved in tulips all your life.
Yeah, no different. I think last year was the year I was 50 years in the business full time.
Now, it seems a little bit unusual. You're originally from Holland.
Yeah, my grandfather came over in 1935 and set up the business because he couldn't see how his four sons could make a business in Holland because it was a depression. And he was travelling selling bulbs in the UK and Ireland, and so he decided to come to Ireland. The reason he came to Rush was for the sandy soil, which is well known for early vegetable production.
And tulips, do you specialise in tulips? Is that the number one crop?
That's what we do now. We specialise in tulips for the whole winter.
People wouldn't associate Ireland as being a tulip-growing country. How have you managed to be so successful?
Well, I think it's in the tradition that we brought from Holland. And if you stick with something, you eventually get good at it, I suppose.
How important is the soil?
Well, you need good free-draining soil, and we're lucky here it's south-facing, and it's good and healthy for the crop.
Let's move up here a little bit further, because as we move up here, I can see they're more advanced, these tulips that are here. I'm sure some of these are pretty much ready to go to market. Would I be right there?
Yeah, we always have a batch to go to the market every week. That's the whole secret that we have, that to be constantly in the market, that we're not hit and miss. And because we're inside in the glasshouse, we're not weather dependent. So we can program it fairly good.
What's the biggest problems you have for growing tulips?
At the moment is the distribution, maybe, to make sure to get a good coverage on the market, which we've been lucky in to do that we deal with the multiples.
The multiples, you mean supermarkets?
Yeah. So therefore, we can produce a volume, which tends to keep the cost down.
How many per year tulips will you sell?
At the moment, this year's programme is 6.8 million.
Tulips. That's a huge number of tulips.
Yeah, well, we hope now we have them, we hope we sell them.
But from a logistics point of view, to try and get those into supermarkets while they're still in flower, that must be a big problem.
Yeah, well, we've got reasonably good at it at the moment, you know, and as long as we don't have a storm that the country shuts down or something like that, that it's ongoing all the time, that we deliver every day.
Have you any particular variety that you like best?
Not particularly. As long as they grow well and they're a wanted colour, say, which some of the supermarkets have done a survey to see which is the most popular colour for tulips, and it tends to be all colours are popular.
Hmm. I would have thought red for romantic flowers.
Well, you see, different people have different ideas. Maybe some people might like a red colour that matches something in the kitchen or something like that, because people actually buy tulips for themselves more often than not. They're cheap and cheerful, whereas if you buy roses, they're for a special occasion. Mm. In the lockdown, we noticed an increase in sales because people were going to the supermarket and they were picking up flowers for themselves.
Right.
Because they weren't going out. I'll have a few flowers just for the house. And they can buy them with their shopping rather than for a special occasion.
I read somewhere once, and what made me think of it then is I see a batch that are growing over there, and they're white-coloured flowers.
Yeah.
I read that white tulips mean, I'm sorry. Have you heard that?
No. You have different things, like red is for love, for Valentine's Day, and things like this, and we would sell more for Easter, where it's more of an Easter colour, yellow and white, but I don't get into the technicalities. When I bring flowers over to the house, my wife say, what's wrong with this variety?
That's the only reason she's getting the visit.
Yeah, so, or maybe I might have a few, we always have new varieties to try every year, and we might buy in a small batch of them or something, and so they tend to end up in the house so I can have a good look at it, because when we send them out to the supermarkets, they haven't come into their full potential yet, so I have to bring them over to the house and see, is there good lasting in the variety?
How many varieties do you grow here?
Well, it would be something over 20. Mm. But we would maybe have four different yellow varieties. You would have early, mid-season and late varieties. It's not a case that we'd have four different yellows in any 1 week.
Do you buy the bulbs then every year?
Yeah. We did have bulbs on the farm for our own bulb production, but now because it's got so big, we tend to buy nearly all the bulbs from Holland.
So you grow the plant then from bulb early in the season?
Yeah, well, we start planting in the end of October, and we'll finish planting bulbs in the middle of April.
So they're coming on little by little all the time. Well, I say little by little, you're probably talking about 10,000 or 100,000 bulbs every week that you're planting.
Well, we're doing something over 200,000 bulbs a week.
That is something else.
And that gives us a continuity of supply.
What about the season then? How long does the season last?
It'll go from Christmas until maybe the end of May.
Do people buy them more so at a certain time, like, for instance, Mother's Day or Valentine's Day or whatever?
Valentine's Day tends to be for the specialist, like roses and things like that. They're what we would call occasion flowers. But our sales wouldn't go up dramatically for Valentine's Day. But the week after Valentine's Day, we'll still sell tulips because people buy them for themselves.
And when does the season come to an end?
It varies, sometime around mid-May.
And is it because all the tulips are gone, or is it because some other flower is taking its place?
Well, you'd probably find that the likes of stocks and peony roses start to come into a season then, and it moves on, which is the good thing about tulips, because while technically you can get tulips all year round, but it's much better for the interest of the customer that they're seasonal. People see and they associate tulips a bit like daffodils with the spring.
I presume then come the 1st of June or so, all tulips are gone from the farm here.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
And what'll happen then?
We move on then to our summer crops, which will be sunflowers.
And you'll forget about tulips until what, October?
Well, we have the programming of the tulip crop for the following year. Like, even as we speak now, I have most of my tulip bulbs bought for next season to ensure that I can get the quantity and the selection of varieties that I want for the programme.
Are there many others in Ireland growing tulips on a commercial basis?
Well, the only one I know that's doing any sort of a large volume is a guy up in Northern Ireland.
And what's he grown?
I think he's 1.5 million.
So he's 1.5 million and you a little over 6 million. Mm. But compared to the Netherlands, where they grow, I'm told, 12 billion tulips a year, that is something else.
Yeah, we've been to farms over there where they're forcing 100 million tulips.
But you're happy with the way things are going here in Rush in North County Dublin?
Yeah, at the moment we have there has to be a work-life balance on things, you know, and we try to work regular hours as much as possible.
And you couldn't ask for a nicer workplace, because I'm just looking out there in Rogerstown Estuary. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's, and we probably take it for granted. When we look out, we can see the Sugarloaf in Wicklow. We can see the towers in Ringsend and that. And yet we're only a half an hour or 40 minutes from the centre of Dublin. So it's nice.
And you're surrounded by hundreds of thousands of beautiful tulips.
Well, we don't want, like, to hold on to them for too long. We like to see them gone.
Ah, brilliant stuff, Terry. It sounds wonderful, I have to say. I'm going to have to go up and have a look myself. But this is also forming part of a documentary as part of our Nature on One Strand, which will be broadcast on public holidays, I'd like to say, during the course of the year. We had your documentary last week about the dandelion, Terry, and this one about tulips will be broadcast, oh, I think it's in the next couple of months.
Yes, I was very happy with the one that went out on the dandelions there on St. Patrick's Day, and I'm really looking forward to this one on tulips as well.
Well, thanks very much indeed, Terry. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
There goes Terry. His documentary about dandelions was really fantastic, Niall, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I learned a lot from it. It's a plant that I've seen all of my life, but I never knew that they had this hidden life that's actually really so fascinating. Really important plant, of course, for a whole load of reasons. Mm. They sustain all sorts of animals. They help to fix nutrients in the soil. Something that's really underappreciated. And I think we need to stop looking at it just as a weed and something to be eradicated. It's a really glorious plant.
It certainly is.